When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Welcome to another spine-tingling episode of Paranormal Deep Dive. Today we journey to the quiet town of Junay in New South Wales, Australia. A picturesque setting hiding a dark secret. Monte Cristo Homestead, a grand Victorian manor, stands as a stark reminder of both the opulence and tragedy of the past. Known as the most haunted house in Australia, its chilling history is steeped in tales of violent deaths, tragic accidents, and a lingering sense of unease that refuses to fade. Visitors have reported seeing ghostly figures, hearing disembodied voices, and even experiencing physical sensations as if touched by unseen hands. But is there something supernatural truly at work here? Or are the hauntings the products of a rich yet tragic imagination? From the Crawley family's lavish beginnings to the eerie accounts of ghost hunters and tourists, we'll uncover the facts, the mysteries, and the theories that surround this infamous property. So buckle up as we explore the lives lost, the legends born, and the questions that still haunt Monte Cristo Homestead to this day. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. Monte Cristo Homestead, perched atop a hill in the quaint Australian town of Junee, is as much a monument to ambition as it is to the weight of misfortune. Built in 1885 by Christopher William Crawley, the mansion embodied prosperity. Crawley, a once struggling farmer, had struck fortune with the completion of the Great Southern Railway. Seizing the opportunity, he purchased land near the railway station, developed a thriving town, and erected the grand estate for his growing family. With its ornate architecture and commanding view, Monte Cristo was a source of pride for Crawley and his wife, Elizabeth. Yet beneath the elegance of its Victorian exterior lay a series of unfortunate events that would shape its eerie reputation. The Crawleys were known to host lavish gatherings, but the lives of their household staff and the people they employed were anything but glamorous. One of the earliest and most tragic incidents involved a young maid who allegedly fell to her death from the balcony. Witness accounts suggested that the fall wasn't accidental, with some speculating she had been pushed by whom or what remains unknown. Over time, this event became one of the key stories tied to the homestead's haunted lore. Another grim tale from the Crawley era centers on a stable boy who perished in a deliberately set fire. Accounts suggest the boy had been punished by his master, confined to the stables, when the fire broke out. The sense of injustice surrounding his death became another layer in the home's tragic history. Then there's the Crawley's infant granddaughter, Ethel. Her untimely death on the staircase adds another chilling chapter. As the story goes, the baby was dropped by a nursemaid who claimed an unseen force pushed her. Whether true or a cover for a tragic accident, the narrative only deepened the air of foreboding. Christopher Crawley himself met a painful end in 1910. A carbuncle on his neck became fatally infected, leading to blood poisoning. His wife, Elizabeth, survived him by decades but became reclusive, retreating to the home's upper level and seldom seen by the community. Her peculiar behavior in those years gave rise to local myths, stories of a grieving widow dabbling in spiritualism, guarding the home against intruders even in death. After Elizabeth's passing in 1933, Monte Cristo entered a period of neglect. By the 1940s, it stood empty, its grandeur eclipsed by decay. The once proud estate had become a shadow of itself, an eerie silhouette on the Junaid landscape. But the homestead's darkest chapter arguably came in 1961 when caretaker Jack Simpson met his violent end. A local teenager, allegedly inspired by the movie Psycho, attacked and killed Simpson, carving "Die Jack Hey Ha" into a door, a sinister message that endures to this day. This gruesome event marked the transition from tragic history to supernatural speculation. In 1963, Reginald and Olive Ryan purchased the abandoned property, intent on restoring it to its former glory. However, their arrival appeared to stir something within the house. The Ryans reported unexplained occurrences, lights flickering with no electrical explanation, footsteps echoing through empty halls, and doors slamming on their own. These incidents marked the beginning of Monte Cristo's modern reputation as Australia's most haunted house. Even visitors during this time reported eerie sensations, with some experiencing sudden chills or feelings of being watched. Others claimed to hear faint whispers or see shadowy figures darting through the dimly lit rooms. The Ryans were quick to embrace the home's paranormal notoriety, transforming the estate into both a historical landmark and a hub for ghostly intrigue. From tragic deaths to peculiar hauntings, the foundation of Monte Cristo's spectral story had been laid. But as the years passed, reports of the supernatural would only grow, drawing both skeptics and believers into its enigmatic spell. As the Ryans continued their efforts to restore Monte Cristo Homestead in the 1960s, the property's unsettling reputation only deepened. Visitors reported increasingly bizarre phenomena, and paranormal investigators flocked to the site, eager to document the unexplained events that seemed to emanate from its walls. One of the most common and chilling reports involved the ghostly figure of a woman in period clothing, often believed to be Elizabeth Crawley herself. Guests described seeing her gliding across the upstairs balcony, a stern expression on her face. This apparition often coincided with feelings of unease or sudden temperature drops, particularly in the upper level where Elizabeth had spent her final years in reclusive solitude. The veranda, where the maid allegedly fell to her death, also became a focal point of paranormal activity. Some visitors claimed to feel an inexplicable pull or sense of vertigo when walking near the edge. Others swore they heard faint cries or footsteps trailing behind them, though no one was there. The spirit of the stable boy who died in the fire was another frequent presence. Tourists and investigators often reported the sound of horses' hooves or distant screams emanating from the coach house. On occasion, the faint scent of smoke would linger in the air, even though no fire had been lit in decades. But perhaps the most unsettling haunt was associated with Harold, a mentally impaired man who had been chained up in the caretaker's cottage by the Crawleys. Harold had lived in isolation, reportedly four decades, and his death, under mysterious circumstances, left an indelible mark on the property. Many visitors reported hearing the sound of clanking chains or soft moaning coming from the cottage, and some claim to feel a heavy, oppressive presence while inside. The Ryans themselves experienced their fair share of inexplicable events. Reginald Ryan once recounted an incident where he found himself locked in a room with no key, only to have the door swing open on its own after several minutes. Olive Ryan, too, reported being pushed by unseen hands while cleaning, her tools inexplicably flung across the room. Investigators and ghost hunters who visited Monte Cristo documented a range of phenomena. Some captured audio recordings of disembodied voices calling out names or warning people to leave. Others photographed orbs and shadowy figures that seemed to defy rational explanation. EMF detectors and other devices frequently registered activity that could not be traced to any natural source. One particularly famous account involved a guest on a ghost tour who fainted after claiming to see a spectral figure standing at the foot of their bed. The guest described the entity as an older man dressed in 19th century attire, glaring at them with palpable anger. Though shaken, the guest later identified the figure as resembling old photographs of Christopher Crawley. Over the years, theories about the hauntings have abounded. Some attribute the phenomena to residual energy, a type of haunting where traumatic events leave an indelible imprint on a location. Others suggest that Monte Cristo's tragic history and dramatic architecture create a perfect storm for psychological phenomena like pareidolia, where people perceive patterns or faces in random stimuli. Still others argue for more conventional explanations. Drafts in the old house, shifting floorboards, and even the power of suggestion may lead visitors to experience what they believe are supernatural encounters. Yet these rational arguments struggle to account for the sheer volume and consistency of reports over the decades. Today, Monte Cristo Homestead operates as both a museum and a ghost tour destination, embracing its haunted reputation. Guests continue to report new sightings, from shadowy apparitions to objects moving on their own. The Ryan's descendants, who maintain the property, encourage visitors to keep an open mind but remain respectful of the history and spirits that allegedly inhabit the home. With so many documented experiences and investigations, Monte Cristo remains an enigma. Is it truly the most haunted house in Australia, or is it simply the product of human imagination and the power of storytelling? The answer, like the spirits of Monte Cristo, continues to elude us. Monte Cristo Homestead stands as a haunting enigma, a place where history and legend intertwine to create a chilling narrative that refuses to fade. From the tragic deaths of its early inhabitants to the spine-tingling reports of ghostly encounters, this house captivates both skeptics and believers alike. Is it truly home to restless spirits, or do the creaking floorboards, flickering lights, and eerie drafts of an old mansion merely play tricks on the mind? We've delved into the personal accounts, investigated the historical tragedies, and even considered the psychological and environmental factors that might explain the hauntings. While some might dismiss the stories as folklore or overactive imaginations, the sheer consistency and volume of reports from visitors over the years make it difficult to ignore the possibility that Monte Cristo is indeed more than it seems. Whether you lean toward the supernatural or the scientific, one thing is certain: Monte Cristo Homestead remains a powerful testament to the enduring fascination we have with the unknown. It's a place that challenges our understanding of reality, forcing us to confront the mysteries of life and what might lie beyond. So whether it's Elizabeth Crawley keeping a watchful eye from the balcony, Harold's chains rattling in the caretaker's cottage, or the stable boy's cries echoing from the coach house, Monte Cristo continues to whisper its secrets to those willing to listen. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes, and join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.